You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on November 2nd, 2022, and is titled, If My People. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
What could I have done to change it? What do I do to change it now? And if I'm God's people, and I want Him to heal my land, then I got to put my faith and trust in Him, and I got to start living as the temple. I got to quit doing church, and I got to quit just going to church, but I have to live as the church, and I have to realize, I have to ask God, how do I humble myself in a way that Your glory will bring awe to somebody else in my life? If they'll humble themselves, pray, seek my faith. You know where I've been messing up the last several months? Because I've been awful busy, John. Been awful busy. You know, I go down there in my little office at the barn. That's kind of where the magic used to happen. The story is, it really hadn't been happening there that much here lately. Because I always thought God was waiting on me there. He wants me to go there and wait on Him. Big difference. He who waits upon the Lord will rise up. Well, Lord, I'm awful busy. And God's not. If you hadn't noticed, He's got a pretty big mess on His hands here. And He's just dealing with His people. He ain't even dealing with the other ones. We're just talking to us here. It's got nothing to do with that other mess. Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. I want to share with you a text message I got this morning after coffee with the Colonel. Let me find it again right here. Nice lady texted me this morning. If the presence of the Holy Spirit is the kingdom of God, and that's where His rulership produces heaven's results in people, and if preaching the gospel that does not acknowledge the kingdom of God here now, but only later after you die, is that the wicked way we need to turn from so that God can heal our land? Great question. Is it? If my people. Because when you go on here and you read the rest of this, I'm going to quit. You guys go read the rest of it. We may do some more of it next week. Because He talks about worshiping other gods. He doesn't talk about your fornication. He doesn't talk about your potty mouth. He doesn't talk about your alcohol. Doesn't talk about smoking pot. Doesn't talk about drinking. If my people will turn from worshiping other gods, there's only one Jesus. And He's the living Spirit that lives in us. And He's King of a kingdom that's here and now, and the footstool is the earth. And the atmosphere of God is where He dwells. One Jesus. One faith. One God. One Spirit. One baptism. One. So when we've all chosen to deviate from that reality, or we've become the replacement for that reality, have you ever wondered why every 2 years we all quote 2 Chronicles 7:14? And prophets will falsely prophesy while we're doing the same old, same old, same old. Well, preacher, this is kind of hard to listen to. Well, that's the problem. We don't like to listen to hard stuff anymore. All we like drama. We like backbiting. We like yik-yakking. We like all kinds of stuff. How about just having God look you right in the face? And I hope every one of you are stuck right here in my shoes tonight, because this word ain't doing nothing but being a James 1 word. A man who looks at this and ponders on it, meditates on it, and walks away doing it will be blessed in whatever he does. But the man who turns away and forgets what he saw, not so much. Right now, this word right here is giving me an overhaul. It's what the Word of God is supposed to do. The Word of God is supposed to fix the temple. Our problem is we built a temple while we were waiting to beam me up, Scotty. And we began to teach a Jesus that doesn't even exist. And we began to convince each other that we're okay without meeting him personally. Do what? Whitewash tombs. I know it ain't no fun tonight. But dadgummit, if we're the only ones in this pile and on that camera listening to this message tonight, then we're the only ones that can do something about it. Can't nobody do this for us. How will they know unless somebody preaches? How will they hear? I'm no different than you. Don't think tomorrow evening while I'm in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, I'll still be wondering, why are these people hanging out with me and they're not bothered? God, you're going to have to keep showing me what's wrong with me. Because when Uzzah reached up to touch the Ark of the Temple, he fell over dead. What's the matter with me, Lord? Am I just another guy who speaks your name on my way to heaven? Or am I really the temple? And until I humble myself to the point where I ask daily, what's the matter with me? See, a guy's asking yourself every day, what's the matter with you? Probably not going to be right all the time anymore. It's probably going to fix a lot of this old grumpy white guy. But I might actually stay joyful, kind and peaceful, fun to be around a little bit. Be able to talk about things that we don't quite understand together yet, and maybe someday come to a place where we do. Maybe somebody would catch the aroma of Christ in a man that could finally be humble. It's hard to do when you wear really nice hats, really nice boots, really starched clothes. You're the guy at the front all the time doing your thing. And then you'll stop one day and say, Lord, what's the matter with me? I'm the preacher guy, for crying out loud. What's the matter with me? Yeah, a lot. Glad you asked. We've heard the Lord do that. Man, I'm glad you asked. You got a minute? A couple things I'd like to talk to you about. If my people, we really want this fixed, let me tell you one last testimony. I stepped into that thing over there in New Mexico. Both feet. And they stepped back to me and back up. Some of them come to me. And we reasoned together. People who very strongly disagreed with my position. We reasoned together. Peacefully. Lovingly. Reason together. I'm telling you, there's a really good chance. There's a really good chance that our friends and neighbors in the next state, a lot of them that come here and hang out and watching there, there's a really good chance that we're going to move the minds, attitudes, and policies a really fantabulous border state in a direction that would be more pleasing to God than we're in right now. Are we going all the way for the touchdown? No, we're going to hit about the 50-yard line. We ain't got our back up against the goalpost anymore either. I'm telling you, the lessons that God taught me in the last few weeks have given me the ability to sit down with people who strongly disagree, who I could have never visited with before. We've been able to move the needle. I'm learning a lot. Jesus never was a bully. Jesus never really ever forced himself on anybody. He was humble. Yet he could raise the dead, heal the sick, make the blind to see and the lame to walk, the deaf to speak, or the deaf to hear and the mute speak. If you're his people called by his name and you trust him to heal your land, I'd say let's start trusting him for the rest of it too. You'll heal your body. You'll do that. This codependency that we have as Christians in America today has been a huge deterrent to the next batch. Have we showed them who we really trust? We've just told them. Don't show them. Just tell them. So, that's enough on all that tonight. We've been here a pretty good while. We got to go. We're going to go reveal God's glory in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Yeah. I might just walk in a Quick Trip on the way up there and just ask the lady, hey, you see anything different? Hey, you see anything about me unusual? Yeah. Anybody got anything else, anything you want to add to, take away from? Got to speak to anybody tonight? Anybody meditating on a couple things? Yes, sir. Those of you that didn't hear Alan, he said, my house will be a house of prayer. We're the house. Be a house of prayer, but come to a place where you do more listening than you do talking. Ain't a bad idea either. That's pretty good stuff. Yes, sir, Seth. Okay, I don't know if y'all heard that. This is awesome. But when he got the revelation, the deal about us and the ark on the cart, the ark was never to be carried on a cart. It was to be carried on the shoulders of the priest. And so when it went to fall in the ditch, as he reached up and touched it, bam, he's done. But then in that same revelation, he's talking about how he prays for God to bless whatever it is he's doing, as opposed to asking God, what do I do, where do I go that you will bless this? Obedience. That's all about obedience. And then the last part of that was, I go to God for my purposes. Yeah, live my life for God's purpose. So to speak, I do what I want kind of towards the purposes of God rather than just surrendering to the purposes of God. And then I just become the possession of God to be moved and led by the Holy Spirit. Is that kind of what you're getting at? Yeah. 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 One of the youngest guys in the building. Yeah. I like that idea. Yes, sir. Or he walked with him. Those of you that didn't hear that, in the book of Genesis, Enoch walked with God for over 300 years. He walked with God and then he was no more. Enoch translated from this life to the next without a physical death. He just came and he went, but he walked with God. He didn't sit on his hind end with God. He walked with God. We've been given this great privilege of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that we walk with God all the time. Yet we've been trained in this come and go theology thing. Either God's with us or he's not. Did God say that he would never leave us nor forsake us? That's a good refrigerator scripture. Everybody knows that one. Well, if he'll never leave us nor forsake us, then where did he go? Yeah. Good stuff. Yep. Anything else right quick? Just walk with God. How many of y'all know that you could walk with God for several days in a row and not do anything? Yeah, just walk with God. Just enjoying his presence. Yeah. How many of us really get to know what that even means? That's huge. Yeah. Anybody else? Here's what happens before I pray us out of here. Here's what happens. Over time, we've come so reliant on those institutions of men, them seven mountains. So reliant, so codependent, that we have replaced God, and we have also neglected our responsibilities because of all that. And so we live fearfully. We live anxious. We live doubtful. Now there's been an elimination of hope that's above and beyond any time in the history of men. Of suicide, thoughts of suicide, self-destructive behavior of all kinds, addictions, all these different things are happening because of loss of hope. And then if you would leave it up to the grumpy old white guys, according to them, over coffee in the morning, there is no hope. It's a disaster. Yes, sir. Amen. Yep, amen. So, when you realize the presence of God, where you're at and who you are, but dependency, faith, he's our economy. He's our healer. He's our hope. If we can cling to that, we can learn to walk in that. So, all right. Let's pray. Right here as I get ready to pray, just real quick, anybody in here sick? Anybody got a disease? Anybody got something going on you want rid of? If you are, hold your hand up right where you're at. Okay, leave it up, Sharon. Who else? Anybody else got sick, disease, anything? Pretty healthy little bunch. Got some right there? Okay, all right, that's good. Don's got the flu? Okay. Sherry Steinbach and Don. Yep. Okay. All right. Let's pray. Father God, right now you saw the raised hands and mentioned Don and Ms. Steinbach. And so, Lord, we just, right now, we come to you, Lord, for your healing power. Lord, in the name of Jesus, and those that raise their hand on the other side of this camera, those sitting in their home today that are dealing with heart issues, with cancer issues, and different issues, that, Lord, you would heal our physical bodies. That, God, where your spirit dwells, let healing manifest in those physical bodies. God, if those are bodies that are null and void of the spirit of God, your spirit, then today, let today be the day of salvation, the day of covenant, the day that of surrender, the day of sacrifice, the day that we bow our knee and receive you, Jesus Christ, not only as Savior, but most of all, Lord of our life, that they be indwelt, full, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing in the spirit and the power of you, Jesus Christ. Let healing flow. And God, let us no longer be timid. Let us no longer be fearful. Let us no longer be afraid. In the laying on of hands, the anointing with oil, those prayers lifted up in faith that availeth much, prayers of righteous men that availeth much, prayers lifted up in faith that make sick people well. God, let us no longer fear the ideals of men and the false religion of men, but let us walk in the power that comes only from you, the power to raise the dead, to heal the sick, make the blind to see, the lame to walk, the deaf to hear. Lord, let us speak to demons that they be cast into the abyss forever. God, let us walk in hope. Let us walk in the fullness of your glory. Let us be the aroma of God to some and to others, the stench of death. Today, Lord, is your holy temple. Reveal your glory in us. We give you praise, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.